Testing, testing. Okay, here we go. Today's my wife's birthday. And I promised I wouldn't walk around too much trying to crack some of life's bigger mysteries. So we have to walk and talk a little bit fast today. We're having a party for my wife. People are coming over, children, adults, and it's going to be food. Sun seems to be out, so that means I'm in charge of the grill. And also people are going to bring some dishes. So it's going to be probably nice. And I need to figure out how to be there without trying to stick my head into a hole in the ground. So that's it. That's the talk today. Now, well, we're going to talk a little bit more. We're not wrapping it up this fast. Let's try and figure this one out. Okay. So, why do I feel like shit when I'm with other people? That's the talk. Okay, let's break this down. So, when I'm around other people these days, I kind of feel like I want to hide away in a hole in the ground. And so that's probably just fight or flight response, right? My body and my being is trying to figure out how to save me because there's immediate danger. And instead of trying to challenge everyone to a death match, I try and find a corner to hide in, or be invisible, or just not engage people, or just wishing to be somewhere else. Classic fight or flight. And I'm sure that is happening because if I actually engage with these people, I'm probably scared of being judged for where I am right now, because I am in a shitty place. And even though I know how to play it, I know how to pretend that I'm not having a shitty time, I feel like the mask that I'm wearing is wearing thin. And the transparency of the mask is like, if I can't keep the mask up all the time, people will see what's actually going on underneath, and the ugliness and the pain. And I think I'm just scared of the looks, of the responses. Even though, in contradiction to that, I kind of feel like there should be no shame in feeling like this. It's like if you break your leg, you walk around with a cast and people are like, oh my God, how do you break your leg? And you're like, oh, that's a funny story. I did this and this and that and ha ha ha. And that's it. Okay. How long are you going to be in the cast? I don't know. For a few weeks, and then there's rehab, and hopefully there will be not too much pain. Are you in pain right now? Yeah, but I'm taking some pills. It's working out. Like, normal everyday conversation. You broke your leg, so what? So, I broke my emotions. I broke my emotions. And my feelings are right now in a cast. And so how long are your feelings going to be like that? I don't know. No one seems to be able to tell me. Okay, are you going to a doctor or is someone? Like, are you having pills? I'm like, no, I really don't want to have pills, because the pills that they can give you for broken emotions make you weird and fat and nauseous and all sorts of other side effects. oh, well, that's too bad. So what are you doing instead? Like, how are you managing the pain? I'm going to the gym every day, trying to have a hard physical workout, and then I walk and talk to myself. Like, you what? Yeah, I speak to myself. Because my emotion seems to come out, and I'm trying to figure out how to patch myself back together. It's like, what? Aren't you supposed to go to a therapist and talk to a therapist about that? Like a professional person with a comfortable couch and a nice setting and a degree and a nice thing on the wall that says I'm qualified to put you back together. It's like, yeah, I'm doing that as well. That, and that's for sure helping, but I want to try and get better faster than that, because I'm allowed with my health insurance to go there once a week and for an hour, and it just it doesn't seem to cut it. And also, it doesn't seem like the thoughts that come out of those once a week sessions, they kind of bounce around in the head for a little bit and then they go quiet. Okay, so instead of meditation or like going to group therapy or talking to other people about your emotions, you're talking to a microphone. That sounds peculiar, but sure, if it works for you, no problem. Yeah, and then I put them online for everyone to listen to. Say what? You're putting your deepest, darkest fears and all your emotional baggage and all your thoughts that's running through your head that usually you filter out so no one has to listen to them. You put that online for everyone to listen to. But you can't say this out loud to your wife or your parents. And you're scared of sitting in a group of chill people because they might see what's going on inside of you. But you put it all online for strangers to listen to. And potentially your wife and your parents and everyone else. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. How does that help? Doesn't it make you feel uncomfortable airing your dirty laundry in public? Like, no, it actually feels good. For some reason, as long as I'm not seeing the response and just walking around on the street with no one around, don't have to look anyone in the eye, then it doesn't feel bad. And in a way, I would like people to know that I'm feeling bad. But I would also like people to know that I'm trying to figure it out. And I think that's a very human thing to do. Like with the person with the broken leg. Look at my leg. I'm trying to get better. I'm on crutches. I'm still moving around. I'm going to go to rehab once the cast is off. I'd like you guys to know that I'm hurting, but trying to get better. So why not, with my fucking broken emotions, am I not allowed to do that? And why should my emotions be hidden? Like, it's like saying to someone who's in a wheelchair, oh my god, we don't want to look at you, you're crippled and yucks and you don't look like everyone else, so why are you in your wheelchair in public? It's like, no, they're allowed to be in public just as everyone else. And just because they're different doesn't mean that they're ugly. Or, like, that their differentness is different in a way that should be hidden away. And I'm different in a number of ways. And yeah, it might be painful to listen to what I have to say. And I might be shunned for the group for speaking without my filters up. And some of the things might be hurtful to people to listen to. Like, but I think what I'm saying, or what I'm trying to do with having these talks, is being genuine, being truthful to myself. And if that is hurtful to people to listen to, then I don't know. I mean, I don't want to hurt anyone. But then again, I'm hurting myself by keeping the filters up. Obviously, I shouldn't go and talk about shit about other people. But I believe I'm not doing that. I believe that what I'm doing is just talking about how I perceive the world and how I am trying to figure out why I'm in this pain. And by doing so, I mean, this is a journey, obviously. I mean, I might look back at this and say, holy shit, you were a douchebag idiot who had no idea what was going on. And I'm like, yeah, but that's the journey. I might be in a place where I have no fucking clue what's going on, and that is kind of the point of trying to figure out what the hell is going on? And how do I get out of this? How do I get back to the way it was? Because it was better. I remember. I mean, before all of this, I enjoyed a lot of things. Yeah, there was shit stuff as well. And I was sad occasionally. But I actually enjoyed doing things, and I enjoyed being in the company of others. Sometimes I didn't. Sometimes you were like, oh my God, shit, shut the fuck up. I want to get out of here. But I wasn't afraid of encountering such scenarios. And I knew that if I encountered it, I could walk away. I mean, most of the time, sometimes you're stuck in a social setting and you can't really walk away, but most of the times, and perhaps it's also just a matter of accepting who I am and who I am right now. And right now I'm broken. And why is it so much more difficult to be in a social setting with people with eyeballs that look into your eyeballs and acknowledge that pain? Because isn't that what I want? Isn't that to be recognized for where I am and my journey and everything? Like, why is that so hard? And why is it harder than talking about it and putting it online? Because it's basically the same, minus the eyeballs. And I'm guessing if that's what's worrying me, is people's immediate response to my current situation, then I don't know. I mean, the whole idea is to not be fake, to have genuine emotions and genuine reactions. But if I'm scared of how people will respond to it, then the logical explanation would, or the logical outcome would be to just be fake around these people. Then they will not respond. And then hope to high heavens that they don't see through it. It's a bit of a dilemma, right? Because I have a social setting. I don't really see a logical way out of it other than the weird thing is being with the children, like being with my own kid who's like almost 3 years old now. She doesn't judge. I can tell her that daddy is feeling sad or that daddy is tired because that's kind of the emotional range. I mean, if I tell her daddy has emotional problems because of self-loathing and low self-esteem, she goes like, do you want a teddy? And maybe that's... That's a bit more, you just simplify the problem. Because that's kind of what I try to do with giving myself the Lego trophy for being a good boy and actually doing some work. There you go, have a toy. Daddy's feeling bad, have a toy. You'll feel better. It's so funny how, I mean, the sages throughout time always say, like, if you're in doubt about how to handle something, just look to the children. They do it instinctively. They're brilliant at managing their own emotions. They want something, they don't get it, lie down on the ground, scream and cry. If you still don't get it, move past it. 2 seconds later, happiness kicks in. And it's incredible to see. It's like, okay, it didn't work out. I got rid of the emotion. It's out of the body. And now we're back to being happy. Like the lingering, like, oh my God, this is emotion I just can't get rid of. It's an adult thing. And maybe I should just narrow my emotional spectrum to that of a child right now, because that's what I can handle. At least in social settings. Then I can, like, dive into the nuances of the adult emotional palette when I'm talking here, where it's safe, in my little safe zone. And then boil it down to, like, childish responses in social settings. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm hungry, I'm tired. I'm bored. And maybe that's the solution. Because then I don't necessarily need to tell people that my emotions are broken right now, or that I have mental problems, undergoing therapy, being out of work because I have a hard time believing in anything that I'm doing these days. So yeah, daddy's sad, daddy's tired. Or daddy's hungry. Daddy's going to the grill and flipping some sausages and some burgers. That's what daddy's doing. Maybe daddy enjoys doing that. Daddy likes food. Daddy likes making food for other people. And daddy likes listening to the birds. Daddy likes that there's sun in the sky. Daddy likes when the kids are laughing and having fun. And in a way, Daddy likes that he's trying to get better. Daddy likes the journey he's on, even though it's a really, really difficult and hard journey. I am proud that I am on the journey and I'm sticking to it. And I'm proud that I'm not sticking my head in the ground. There we go. That's the feeling. I am proud that I'm not sticking my head in the ground. And it doesn't have to be more complicated than that. I believe in myself being on this journey, talking to you every day. And it doesn't have to be more complicated than that. That's it. All done. I'm on a journey. Nope. Don't put any more words on it. I'm on a journey. And I'm not sticking my head in the ground. Wish me luck. All right. If anyone out there is listening, thank you guys for listening. If not, then good luck living in my pocket. Bye-bye.